We're on the meeting for Streets and Infrastructure Committee for April the 26th. Will be called to order at 5. Who's got the right time? I got the one, 5:31. 5:33, okay. 5:33, we'll go on your watch up here.
Well, I know, I got 5:32, so.
Okay, 5:31. Good show. We got it all. Gonna have the roll call. Stephen Day, maybe late, Peter Van Dudlak, Laudry Giacomino.
I am here.
Frank Cabello, Ramiro Ross, Chair is here, Larry Phillips.
Here.
And Michael Norman. Okay. Stephen Day said he might be late because he's closing up his shop, so if he comes in, we'll greet him. Frank Cavillo, don't know what might be happening with his work over there. Michael Normand says that there was a wildfire in Hereford, and he had to send out some equipment as part of his job for Sierra Vista, so he may be late. Andy Heredick, we're going to mark him excused because he's on vacation. Joan Hansen, council liaison, excused for medical purposes.
Yes, she is.
Okay, now we go to the first item and call to the public. Your turn.
Miss Subi, if you wouldn't mind, yeah, if you go over there, that way we can actually get you on record.
Well, and then I'm here to represent my neighborhood.
Name, please.
Helen Subi.
Helen.
S-U-B-Y.
Thank you.
So I'm. I thought the meeting was Wednesday night, so I organized some people in my neighborhood to come. But when I found out it was really Thursday night, they couldn't make it. So we've asked the city before, but through a petition that we never got signed. They did, a few years ago, according to the big street and infrastructure plan, they did half of our road, and they never completed the rest of our road. And I live on High Road. I took a little video before I came here of what the road looks like. I don't know if any of you want to see it.
Yes, please. We'll start over there with Dwayne.
I'm quite familiar with High Road.
You've seen the video?
Yeah. Well, not just the video. I live in Old Bisbee. I've seen High Road.
Uh huh.
It is in poor condition.
You know, I've been up there over 40 years, and you know, we used to manage our potholes. And everything was fine.
Now, did you mention that half of it was done?
Yeah, half of it was done a few years ago.
Because the plan shows here that
it's highlighted on the city.
High Road was completed the second year.
Yes.
But this wear and tear is way beyond.
Well, a lot of it happened after Freeport came up there. They were up there for about 18 months, and they pulverized the road.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're worried about the retaining walls. We all have homes, you know, Old Bisbee. We all have homes below the retaining walls, and there's one area where all the water during monsoon comes, and it has a natural ravine. It goes down. Anyway, it's a mess. It's got potholes that are circled, you can see there. During the stair climb, they circle the potholes. And we just, you know, we don't want you to come tomorrow and fix it for us, but we want to get on the list. If you could give us, my neighbors, an idea of when you might come or...
Yeah.
And you can come up there and drive up there. I'd be happy to...
How do you start this again for the benefit of us? Two other members?
I'll drive and show you up there.
No, I've been there once, that's enough.
Well, ma'am, it's not that we don't believe you.
I told you, we love our potholes, and so somebody told us our walls are gonna fall down.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I can see that, see exactly what's problem.
It's right here.
Now, that was, technically, we're not really supposed to interact with you on calls of the public, but that's okay, because that's,
See, right here.
No, well...
That's where the water goes down, it's a dam coming down from the hill.
We're not really interacting, we're gathering information that she's explaining.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can see exactly everything, it looks just about as it did when I evaluated it years ago.
Yeah.
So, what, thing is it's not, it's, the scheduling of this is actually up to the Public Works Department, not the committee. And, but my question for you is, seeing that you're so familiar with this, you live there, was it paved within the last few years, and was it acceptable to you when the city went up and paved it?
I've been up there.
Okay, well, in our information here, saying that High Road was paved in the second year is not accurate then.
Yeah, that's why...
We'll refer to Dwayne over there.
My understanding, according to our Public Works Director, is High Road was partially paved. I do not know the reasons why, and I don't want to give you any information on why that was done. That was not my decision.
Okay, well, it's, again, that's up to Andy. He's the boss of the, of the Public Works Department, and the scheduling is his job. So that's who you need to address your concerns to.
Well, I've asked him, and he said in his head, I've asked him, I just was here last week, and he said in his head, he knows it has to be done.
Yeah.
But I know that he's retiring, so I'd like to see it on the major city list.
You will, it'll get done, you can bet on that, we'll make sure it gets done.
Okay, thank you.
We can't tell you when.
No.
Because this committee doesn't schedule. That's up to the Public Works Department. But you can rest assured, it will be done, but we can't give you a time. It's not in our authority to do that.
So would it benefit me to come back when Andy is here?
It would benefit you to come down on him frequently.
And I meant come down to this meeting.
Oh, yeah, just get his phone number and let him know that you're concerned. That's a little humor there, but, you know.
To come down to the meeting when he's here.
Yeah.
May or may not be as fruitful as what you've done now, because we have a very good representative for the Public Works sitting right over there. And the fact that you came to present a grievance about the condition of your road, for the sake of what this committee does, it is sufficient for us so that we can bring this to Andy.
Okay.
Like Larry says, we're not supposed to interact, or we don't interact with the public, but this is not an interaction. This is just a sort of a guidance that says you're headed in the right direction when you go directly to the person responsible for the maintenance repair.
For the scheduling.
Yes.
Okay.
And what we do is we assist them in validating some of the conditions that we find out there on the streets and infrastructures.
Okay.
And this would serve for that purpose. I guess I did interact, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
The one thing, ma'am, that you hit on, you might not realize what you did, was paving out in San Jose, down here in the Mountain View subdivision, or other areas where you have flat ground with no retaining walls, is one specific type of an operation. up there in Old Bisbee where you guys live, it's all interconnected. So if you go into an area, you've got to make sure, you know, you might have to do a combined operation. The street, the wall, the stairs, everything. You've got situations where you've got a public street held up by a public-owned retaining wall, which is tied into a private retaining wall, which is tied into either public stairs or private stairs, and it's all got to be worked together. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing you can tell your friends up there and your neighbors is that we are trying to get as much work done down here as we can so that when they do go up there to Old Bisbee, they're not under the threat of running out of time. Because, mm-hmm. see, this program that we're in has an 8-year sunset clause.
Oh.
Once this $0.01 on a dollar sales tax increase expires, mm-hmm. this program will expire unless the public wants to renew or continue the sales tax. So that's the one thing is that due to the unique situation up there, there's a lot of engineering that's got to be done. You know, you just can't come out there and hook up your equipment and go. Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're trying to do is get up there so you can totally concentrate on everything.
Okay.
So
we're in what year of the 8-year program?
You're going to sit down and you're going to find out right now.
We don't have it on the, that.
Sure.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you for bothering. You know, one thing is that since we've been in existence since 2009, I'd say we've had, 10 maybe concerned citizens come down and observe what we do?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but yeah. In our regularly scheduled meeting, we get little or no public input. Well, please do, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you're going to get a little education on how we operate, so.
We're very pleased to have visitors. Thank you very much. And we saw the video and the call to the public, and for the sake of the committee and the call to the public, we all got a chance, except you, Steve. You didn't see the video that she had, but for your benefit, yeah, but to reflect. For the committee to reflect upon what committee member Phillips said, that he saw it some 9 years ago. He classified it as, I would say, failed street.
Yeah.
And the evidence that I saw today on the videos still remains in that condition. So we'll talk with staff and see what's happening to that street. Thank you, Helen. Next on the agenda under old business, we have an update on the financials. Each one of us got a four-page listing. The latest entry that we have for receipt of the tax dollars was on February 2018. Yeah, let me put it down here. February of 2018. Now, according to the total that remains is after an expenditure for Dyke Avenue or Van Dyke, Opera Van Dyke and Tenor Avenue, the remaining balance is $466,692.33 of tax money for the streets. Keep this in mind, because we have a very important project to discuss, and that's going to play a very significant role for today and for, I don't know, are we invited to that Tuesday meeting, Dwayne?
Of course. I would actually really enjoy you being there to give your opinion to council on the project as well. It is a regular session.
Yeah, okay. Because let's go, before we go into the Bisbee project, let's talk about the street, Peter, anytime you want. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah. Thanks to Peter, we were able to hold an official meeting today. Okay. Yeah, that's yours. The paving, street improvement paving program report. Dwayne, do you have anything for the the program report for paving and street improvements?
Not at this time. I have had some little discussions with the staff while Andy has been gone, and we're going to talk to him. We have some ideas we want to work through with him, and then bring to you that we have some ideas. We don't have anything at this time. They have completed. They did complete Opera Drive, Tenor, and Van Dyke. Yeah. That last stretch of Van Dyke after Arizona Water did their major installation.
I know there's something going on up in the terraces. I get home and that part of the paving and all that stuff.
I don't know what's. As far as I know, we have not done anything on the terraces. And there were also a couple more roads in Warren, a couple side streets off the Vista that the guys went to pothole and decided that it was a waste of pothole, that it'd be much better just to do an overlayment. And
what was this again?
Oh, I'm not. It's right off of West Vista. There's a couple of side streets.
Yeah,
I believe so. I can't remember the actual names. They went to pothole, and it just worked out that we could get asphalt. So they did a couple. I'll have to get the street names for you.
So they actually paved those streets instead of potholes?
Yes, because
great. That's terrific.
Yeah, well, that was a call they made on the ground. It all worked out, and they were able to do it.
Yeah. Now you'll be able to color code one or the other.
Yeah, or kind of color code. I don't think they did a portion. I don't think they did the entire streets, but I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, right now, I'll just make my comment now on the Street Improvement Paving Program Summary Report. You've heard a call to the public. There was a concern and a grievance on one of the streets.
Yes.
High Road. So make that a matter of public record. It doesn't show appropriately on the paving plan. The paving plan shows that something was done some time ago, but the evidence is different than this.
Yeah, my understanding is they only partially paved that road, like Mrs. Subi said.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, by all means, please.
When are you guys going to get to Goat Road? Do you have, excuse me, coaching?
I'm not sure. I've been discussing this with Raul Hidalgo, our streets boss. There will be the streets department division will be tied up with some other projects because they are the special projects crew anyways. I'm not sure. That's part of our reevaluation that we kind of huddled on yesterday morning. I can get back to you. We want to do a complete rebuild. One of the issues that we have on Cochise Row, though, about just being able to blade it and repave it is the depth of the water lines. They're not very deep at all. Arizona water lines where they cross are sometimes only 6 inches down. So we're working on it. We're trying to develop a plan. I know it is. And one of the problems we have is every time we throw hot mix down the patch of pothole, the trucks from southern Arizona to just, yeah. And so I will say, no, you couldn't do that. Raul has had some interesting ideas about going to them and showing them the evidence and see what we can do to work out something possibly for them to pay for part of it. So we have been working on some things that we want to bring to Andy next week, but I don't want to put them on public record yet because until actually, you know, until somebody else says it's a good idea besides us, we have some things we'd like to bring forward. You're welcome.
Well, in the future, on Cochise Road, where the main problem with the pavement deterioration, yes, I'm going to push for 6 to 8 inches of concrete up past the driveway into the parking loading area there.
That's where that commercial area.
Anything else is just a waste of money.
Yes.
So that's my recommendation. Mm-hmm. Why you run straight out the gate.
We definitely have been looking at it. And Cochise Row is also going to be a project that we're going to have to do drainage on.
Yes.
It's an involved project. Uh-huh. But I know it's very capable. It's just trying to get all of our ducks in a row to make sure the most bang for the buck, as it were.
It's one of these combined operations where you're going to have to do a lot of grade and drain work down at the east end.
And that project, as will High Road, will be very large projects that I think need to be scheduled correctly so that we have the resources to do it so that we don't end up with only a half-paved street like we have now.
Would it be correct that based on some of our interface work sessions with Andy and the work of the road crew be a little bit more appropriate and more direct to Lucci's question? Lucci, I don't think you can see any pavement or anything happening in Cochise Row until after or well into the fall. Because there's a big project coming up for improvements to the Vista Park.
Yes.
I don't know if there's, other than that, I don't know how much we are allowed to reveal of that one.
There is a lot of public information out there. A anonymous donor donated quite a bit of money and equipment for the kids for Vista Park. Not Lower Vista Park, but for Middle Vista at the Desert Volleyball Court. And we should have a plan coming soon for that. However, when that happens, as we all know, when a special project like that happens, that usually takes all the streets crew and then the two wastewater collection guys, just like we did at the pool and a few other things around town. So that will probably limit our paving for a little bit, which is good because of the other project we're going to talk about next. Because
I have a question.
Yes.
Volleyball.
Yes.
Are you going to leave it sand? I hope.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the plans yet.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know exactly what the plans are yet. I just know there's a very large project.
We're hardcore mining history. You should put down 3/4 inch minus gravel.
Anything else on the street improvement paving program summary?
You know, actually, if I might really quick, the streets crew yesterday did a fog seal at the senior center using our own equipment, and it came out for having that parking lot being as in bad shape as it is, it came out quite nice. No. We used our tack oil machine with fog seal. And it worked beautifully. the, and this is what brought on to discussions. They told me they could fog seal some of our older roads like Saginaw and Bakersville in-house for a lot cheaper, and we might be able to do some maintenance and keep those roads for another 10 years in-house. Exactly, and they found out, because one of the things I have done in the past year is got some estimates on fog sealing Bakersville and Saginaw, and I believe we can do that ourselves because they're smaller and save a lot of money. So I guess that's a little teaser on what we've been talking about. So. Yes, they used an epoxy polymer to lift it.
Lucci, the moral of that story is, or the question is, are you old enough to go to the senior center?
Me? Well, I guess they got
80-year-old
people coming
up. I thought you were 16.
So, is that a future agenda item, the fog seal?
Yes. Once we hammer down some things, definitely, because we found out the coverage on it is pretty amazing too. So what we thought we needed, we could probably do half the town. we would want to discuss possibly with Douglas. They bought a boot truck for their project. We might be able to work something out with them and use their boot truck. We've had a very productive few days putting our heads together, so we want to put it in a good form for you and bring it to you and Andy. Ideas that the guys on the streets have.
We'll have an agenda item for the future that says yes. Fog seal of streets with in-house effort.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Then I think we will go on now.
Wait a minute.
One more, Larry.
Can we clarify the paving plan? Where are we right now? Are we are done with year four? And we're going to start working on year five?
I'll tell you what. We're going to reserve that comment. It's because I think that they don't have it properly noted.
Okay.
Because they have year one, year two, year three, year four. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But they don't have the calendar year hitting on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Pardon me?
We voted on it in 2014, so we're in year 4 now.
It was voted, yes, but if you read the ordinance that set up after it was approved, the program really doesn't get started until 2015. Okay. The approval was 2014 by the people, the vote, public vote, okay? So, therein is where do you start your paving program, because you didn't get a single penny. If you noted your financials, you didn't have any money available until March of 2015. So that's one thing that we may have to adjust, Larry.
Okay.
We may have to adjust that program.
Okay. Yeah, I was wanted that mostly for the benefit of our visitor.
Possibly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions?
Have none.
No further questions on that one. Let's go on to item number 3 under old business, the Bisbee Road project. We have, I think I'm speaking to the choir here when we talk about some of the real good achievements that this committee has helped the public works accomplish. One of them being the paving plan, and with some help of some council people, and thanks to the vote of the public in general, we were able to get the 1 cent sales tax for the paving plan. Now, that paving plan has worked out real good. The leadership in Public Works really went to town, was very timely, and time being of the essence, they acquired some very good equipment which enhanced the paving program tremendously. We wouldn't have this progress that we have had without without the action that was taken. Right? So our kudos, compliments, applause to the Public Works for the quick action that they took. And then through the learning curve, learning time in which to use the equipment, surprisingly, they did rather well in a short time, and needless to say, we were right there watching every step of the way to make sure that they did a good job. And every time they didn't do something good, they're not to our liking, our being the committee's liking, we would discuss it with them, and there would be some improvements shown. So that sort of brings us all the way to the current project, that once again we're on the verge of doing something that is, if mayor and council approve this project come when Public Works presents it, it's going to be a quite an improvement, quite an accomplishment. And unfortunately, the representatives from the company that has submitted a bid for this project are not here, but they'll be there Tuesday. And it is a Steve and Lucci and Larry and I, we went to Tucson to see some of the results of that of what that new product is, and it was very impressive. They showed us some, how old was that new pavement that we saw there on Tech Road?
The new pavement for at the Tech Park?
Yeah,
was about a year old.
A year old. So we saw the 1 year old, and we saw another one in the housing project that was 12 years old. And except for, if you pay attention and you notice, you notice the difference in ages, yes, just like everybody notices when I walk down the street, the difference in age. But it was amazing to see what that new product has done for that housing improvement. One of the things, Larry, jump in any time here.
Okay.
One of the things that was discussed and was brought up to us from the very beginning on this product is that it will show cracks. But the cracks, supposedly, as a result of the new product, they will heal themselves. They will show the crack in cool temperatures and will heal themselves in higher temperatures. The impressive part for me in the cracks was that there was no loss of material in the cracks. With ordinary pavements, asphalt pavements, we notice that there is spalling and loss of material at the crack site. With this material, no, it held the integrity of the product held rigid, even though there might be a sign of a crack. And if you notice, any place that you go, there's been cracks in just about every pavement that you have ever walked on. And depends a lot on the original work that was done to lay down that wearing surface. It will, the integrity of the paving, even though there are cracks, you do not see a failed road as such.
May I make a few comments?
Sure, go ahead.
There are, I went up as well. I've been working on this for a few months. Ever since we heard about the product, I've been doing a lot of research. I've been daily speaking, asking questions of the sales team, of the product, of their engineers, of their, you know, of their streets bosses. There's a lot of positive to this product, especially being used on Bisbee Road. With the age of Bisbee Road, that subsurface isn't going to move anymore. As opposed to the Tech Park Road, which is relatively new, I would assume. So that's, and that's a different sub-base than we have on Bisbee Road. Also, the width of the cracks that we have on Bisbee Road are much smaller than the ones that they had to seal on the Tech Park Road. The biggest, I guess, positive for me about this is the warranty. As opposed to a standard asphalt product or standard contractor warranty in Arizona, which is only 1 year, we are going to be guaranteed 4 years on this product. So if the cracks do not seal themselves, they will come back and they will fix it at their cost. And when they took a break from making this product for a few years because the economy tanked. When they did their first one after that, there were some issues with the mix. They came at their own dime because it was in that 4 years, completely redid the surface, and it's been perfect ever since. And that, to me, that speaks a lot. They're willing to guarantee their product. And here is here's one of the things you are going to have to deal with too, though. The only way we get that guarantee is if they use the same practices every other professional asphalt company does. I have submitted all the information on what they will be using to pre-treat the cracks. They're not going to broadcast spray. Every crack on Bisbee Road will be treated twice, one with a weed killer and one with a pre-emergent and a binder to keep it in the hole. That is the only way we can get a guarantee on a 4-year warranty. And I will say, to their credit, they did not try to hide it. I told them the discussions we have in Bisbee. They were more than willing. They gave me the phone number of the owner of the company that they use to actually treat. And as part of our agenda packet, I've submitted all that as well. I also asked for an estimate on per square foot on how much standard asphalt would cost. And they gave the same amount that everybody else does. It's about $3 a square foot. So instead of over $1 million for Bisbee Road, we can do Bisbee Road for $465,000 from the traffic circle all the way to Arizona Street, including the two wide areas of towards the ballpark and towards Vista Park, so that it ties it in. And I have not verified this either, but I've been told that the salesman has also came back down and walked Bisbee Road and talked to all the business owners and is trying to get them to chip in so that he can do their parking lots and make it one. I don't know that for sure, but I know this company has really worked for this. They have been down with us, they have been down without us, they have been down numerous, numerous times to make sure that they're going to give us a good product.
Dwayne, would you go through that cost differential again, please?
Yes, let me actually pull that up. I don't have, I gave you the only one that I had.
You want, you can borrow.
Yeah, yes, uh-huh. Actually, please, I'll come right over. Okay, the total cost for Tucson Asphalt to apply their green asphalt, rubberized asphalt, includes pretreatment, grinding the grade down, making sure all the access points for ADA that exist are still met, raising everything to grade, making sure our survey markers are still grade, all of that, and traffic control is $456,977.29. $977.29. And to mark, all we have to do is when the roller's done is drive on it.
Compare that $456,977.29 to the asphalt.
A standard 3-inch asphalt, which includes all the milling and everything else, will cost $1,069,562.57. So.
57 cents.
Can't forget the 57 cents.
Can't forget the 57 cents.
There's also some other positives here. If this proves, and I'm sure it will, if this proves to be a good system, there is a potential within the next few years, as we get all of our satellite roads done, this gives us a cost-effective way to do Main Street and Tombstone Canyon. Also gives us a cost-effective way of doing Naco Highway. Also, they are working on a new product they're testing out of a 1-inch overlay that will bind to concrete, which would open up places like Art Avenue and Quarry Canyon to actually having pavement, if that works out. Now, that's further on down the road.
That could be our answer to Warren Avenue up there.
Yes, there's a lot of potential there in the future. For us, in Public Works, the fact that all we have to do is drive on this. We want to do the smaller roads. We know we can do that more cost effective. We can do that a lot better than any asphalt company. For those long stretches, we don't have the manpower to do Bisbee Road in house. You know, we don't. We do not. If this project is approved, they will shut down that hot plant for us. The hot plant that makes this will be completely shut down. All trucks will be coming to Bisbee.
Yeah. Okay. Did you check out the temperature and make sure that the temperature?
They have done all that. They have talked to their. They have an engineer in house, and I believe they've been doing some work at the U of A as well. I'm not exactly sure. I know that is a different science. They've done all that. They've spoken with their chemists, their engineers in-house to make sure. That's why this would happen in June. The perfect time to do this product in Bisbee will be June. So we are possibly going to have a brand new road before the 4th of July. It would be beautiful.
I'd like to make a comment on that.
Yes.
I don't think after this election cycle we're going to have much to worry about. My prediction is, as far as the herbicide issue, the all-or-nothing people decided to take the nothing stance, and I have a funny feeling that that's not going to work for them.
No, hold on.
Or especially when people start pointing out.
Hold on a minute. Dude.
We're getting up.
Don't go too far on that subject.
But that's, I don't think that's going to be too much of a concern.
And that's my whole, when I got the initial quote, when we started moving this forward, is I'm going to give, I don't lie or hold back information. I will give out all the information so that people can make the decision for themselves. It is not fair to the council or to you to not have all the information. Yeah. So I do it, and it's not up to me.
Anyway. All we do is recommend stuff to the council. They make decisions.
So I've done that, and I've made myself available to anybody in the public who has any questions on this. I've been doing a lot of research on this product.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, if there is an issue with not being able to pre-treat, I wouldn't do it. I would just say forget it. It's not worth $500,000.
Just can it, will you?
Just leave it alone there.
But there would just be a recommendation. Yeah.
Thank you for the comment there, Steve. I think the Public Works and the Council can handle that one very well. Thanks again.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In conversation with the chairman the other night, we had one question and had to do with the warranty. And the question is if they did have to come down and back up their warranty with actual action, how far would they go? What would that entail?
I believe, and we can get clarification on that. I believe they stand, what they will, if they have to rip up, because they've done it, if they have to tear up the entire road system and replace it at their cost, that is how far they will go to do it.
Have you seen them do that?
Actually, they did. There was a comment. There was a homeowners association of a newer, and this is when they restarted using the product. There were some issues with the mix, which can happen with standard asphalt too. I've seen that happen with every asphalt, every concrete at some point, is one of the binders is off or something. There was actually a public comment in one of the newspapers that the president of the homeowners association said we had an issue with it initially. The company came, tore up the entire road, put it down, and it's been perfect ever since. I can try to find that article online for you and email it out to you.
It's, at this time, being so close to the presentation, it's not so much for our benefit that we asked that question, but it was for the benefit of you folks in Public Works, the Roads Department, and the people that are going to be putting their stamp of approval.
Yes.
As to exactly how does that warranty work and to what extent will they get.
I am really grateful too that Joe, you all met Joe, the salesman, mm-hmm. and the owner of the company will be down to answer all those questions.
Yeah.
So.
Because without a good warranty and understanding what that warranty really is, you're leaving there again, transparency. You're leaving some people, the people that are going to make the decision.
Yes.
You're going to be leaving them in a sort of a limbo. Well, what does the warranty mean?
Yes. No, that is correct. Mm-hmm. And I can actually try to dig up the actual language in the warranty for them too. But I believe that will be beneficial to have the company down, because
you've seen the warranty in black and white in writing.
Yeah. I've got to dig. It's fine print, but it's there. You know, that's the way warranties are, right?
Yeah.
All that attorney speak is very narrow.
If you find that and can make a copy, at least get a copy to Larry and myself.
Okay.
And anybody else here on the council that wants it.
I will dig through all my emails, and I will send it out to you.
I do need those.
And if I don't find it, I will ask them, and they have been more than anything we've needed. They have provided.
The other question that was pertinent in our discussion was that we have a different environmental temperature ambient.
Yes.
And we got to have some kind of affirmative knowledge that says that won't really make that much of a difference.
Yes, and they have done all of that. That is why they picked the month for moisture content, elevation. They've done all that work in-house.
What about the winter months?
Huh? What was that?
What about the winter months?
Yes. Joe, the salesman, his wife is from Bisbee. So he, in fact, honeymooned here. He's quite familiar with Bisbee and the temperature swings. This is beneficial to them, too. You know, yes, they will make money. Sure. But if the system works in Bisbee, that means they're able to sell it in Benson. They're able to sell it in Sierra Vista.
Well, we're interested in Bisbee. You know.
Well, no, I understand that, I will say they are a hard sell, but they have gone out of their way to do everything that is necessary. I've been very pleased with the amount of work they put into it.
Well, these questions about the warranty and the execution of it, the representative can address that to the council and the mayor on the second. I don't think we're going to have much of a work program presentation other than just doing Q&A between them maybe use the chairman for clarification. I did want to make a couple of observations that I was looking at when we were evaluating their projects, and the one about the 12-year residential project up there in the foothills was one thing I looked for was oxidation. Didn't find any. The other thing I looked for was dryness of pavement. Didn't see it. I've been using Adsit Street behind my house as an unofficial test site. It was laid down, I'd have to look in here, a couple years ago, and already it's oxidizing. It was batched way too dry. It's dried out, and I've got a crack going all the way across the street, a big one, and it's due to pavement design or asphalt design not failing subgrade, because Adsit Street was carved out of bedrock. It don't move. And all the beneficial attributes that I noticed up there looking at their product, and the one thing that impressed me is it remains elastic. It looks like it could actually, you know, it's not flowing, but it stays, it moves, and it's not prone to failure, big cracking, and as Tito said, no, there's no voids in the surface. And so just on what we were able to observe up there on that one project in the residential area in the foothills, which is not unlike Bisbee. And so I think this is just my observation, and I'm going to go back and turn it over to the chairman, is that this is the best thing we can do for Bisbee Road right now. For the money, for the warranty, and everything, this is the best we can give the public. And this is, again, this is what the chairman and I concluded, that this is not a new pavement type procedure. This is an overlay over existing road procedure. And this is an overlay that we can darn near give a 20-year service life to. So that, and that is the standard when you are designing a street, road, highway, whatever you got, is it's designed to give 20 years service. That includes your maintenance. The way it works for ADOT, they'll give an engineer in materials division and tell him, your job is to design a road from point A to point B, and this is how much money you have to spend. And he's got to come up with a 20-year design with the money that he has. That's why good engineers earn their pay. But this is, for an overlay, this is the best we can do. The product, I think, right now, because it's a high volume, there is heavy loads on it from time to time, but it just gets driven to death. So this is, I'm almost certain that the council and the mayor is going to vote approval on this.
And we're very much impressed with this product. We're very much impressed with what we have seen. The little questions that we have here, like we pointed out on the warranty and the ambient environment, weather conditions, us versus the valley, if they can address those things satisfactorily for mayor and council, and there again, I think you mentioned that you could drive on it when?
As soon as they're off of it, you can drive on it. So as soon as the roller's done, it's ready to go.
And there is no, And there's no chips to fly up in the air or anything like that?
No, because of the polymers that they use in this, no. It's that we were told that as soon as they're off of it, we could drive on it.
Do you have anything else for the... Steve, do you have any questions on this project?
Nope.
Lucci, you have a...
I have an engagement with Three Gates Cemetery. I have to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was the last member comments. Did we cover them?
Sure. Well, we haven't, but we should. Make your comment quick, Lucci, and then you can go.
I just did. No, I am very concerned about Cochise Row and those big trucks. We need signs that tell them you can't go down and send them down the old railroad bed.
Especially since Freeport did a bunch of work on it.
Yeah. but your concern on Cochise Road is well taken, and if you have anybody on that road that is concerned that you've had contact with, please relay to them what we discussed here. That the point, and that information comes to us from Public Works that's going to have a lot of their workforce tied up with that project on the Vista.
Yeah, they are fixing their houses and things like that on Cochise Road. It's really, and the road is deplorable.
But they have not been forgotten.
It's on the list for this year.
Yeah.
A comment, Steve? Steve, you have any comments?
I'd like to see an engineer design a road that'll last 20 years without the use of pretreatment. That's my comment.
Yeah. Staff comments?
Actually, thank you very much for everything you guys are doing for us. We did open the bids on Tintown yesterday. KNG, of course, as usual, they won the bid for the drainage improvements.
Who did?
KENG.
KENG.
Yes, there were two bids, and KENG was the lowest. We will be putting that on the second meeting in May for approval, and to see how much we can get done with this initial funding, and then we are getting ready to apply for the second round of funding too, which will bring in quite a bit more because of the interchange with Wilcox, and you know, hey, here's some extra money so you can finish your job. So they're getting ready to submit all that as well for the grant. But we're hoping to push this as quick as we can for Tintown. They are definitely underserved.
Because we have to hire a contractor.
Well, because of the funding, yes. Because of the grant funding.
That's a grant, yes. Grant money's on that, Steve.
I would love to find a way for us to do the paving on some of those things, because I would...
I think the state requires that. I don't think you can build a new road according to the state.
Yeah.
You can pave old roads, but I don't think we can actually build a new one.
Unfortunately. Well, technically, they've all been chip sealed, so they are old roads. But that's my only comment.
How many companies bid on that one?
Two.
Two?
Yes. I'm not sure of the other contractor. But I know they weren't a local one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. EMS, was it, or something like that? That other engineering firm that had it? Okay. Next meeting is scheduled on May 24th at 5:30. Do I hear a move for adjournment?
I move.
So moved. Nice second.
Moved and seconded that. Will we adjourn? Meeting is adjourned at